The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. The topic today is, what are meridians? The meridian energy system is the energetic bloodstream of the energy body. The meridian energy system is a fixed pathway of energy that flows through the body. 12 contiguous segments make up this pathway. Plus, there are two separate segments. Each of these 14 meridians runs along the surface of the skin where its flow can be readily influenced, as well as deep into the body, down to the cellular level. These meridians distribute energy to at least one organ or physiological system. Meridian pathways connect the dots or hundreds of tiny reservoirs of heat, electromagnetic, and more subtle energies along the surface of the skin. These dots are also called acupuncture or acupressure points. If meridian energy is obstructed or imbalanced, the organ or systems it feeds is jeopardized. Meridian energy is like an energy wave. The energy flows through the body in a specific cyclic pattern. In an optimal state, peak energy is flowing through a different energy segment every 2 hours. For example, the stomach meridian energy peaks from 7 to 9 in the morning. The spleen energy peaks from 9 to 11 in the morning, and the heart meridian energy peaks from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Importantly, meridian energies bring vitality and balance, remove blockages, adjust metabolism, and determine the speed and form of cellular change. Disturbance in meridian energy flow correlate with ill health. Holding specific acupressure points can enhance or reduce energy in a meridian. In addition, balancing meridian energy can reduce or eliminate pain. My guest today is Eva Gold. Eva will enlighten us about her deep appreciation and respect for meridian energy. Eva has a Master's of Fine Arts and is a licensed natural health practitioner, Eden Energy Medicine therapist, and faculty member of the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program. She also teaches the first year of the Eden Energy Medicine Foundations Program in Toronto, helping students create a solid foundation and understanding of energy principles. Eva travels throughout Canada, giving wellness lectures and workshops, guiding many to discover the powerful skills needed to maintain good health, overcome illnesses, and achieve fluency in understanding how the body communicates imbalance. She provides customized therapeutic services from her office in Toronto, Ontario, working with all age groups. I met Eva in the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program, and I was so impressed with Eva's dedication and passion for students to understand the energy systems at a very deep level. Eva has a unique intuition about people's energies. I have had several energy medicine sessions with Eva because of this uniqueness. To give you an example, in my last session with Eva, I told her that I was taking the giant leap into the unknown, leaving my job as a research scientist to start an energy medicine practice. She decided that I needed to step forth with courage, and she started assessing and strengthening the energy in my kidney meridian. On a psychological level, strong kidney meridian energy is associated with courage. Welcome, Eva.
Hello. Nice to hear you, Anne. Like, what a beautiful introduction on meridians you gave us right now. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. So I would like you to start by telling our listeners how you got interested in energy medicine.
Well, I think, in a way, energy medicine found me. I didn't look for it. I really didn't know it existed. But I, through health challenges, I just got interested in trying to find out what is it that really can, break us. What is it that controls that health? Like, where are the answers? And I embarked on a new journey in life to try to learn as much as possible about health, and entered many programs, many schools, until energy medicine found me. So ever since that, I fell in love with energy medicine because it combines many different techniques from many different cultures and is able to connect between many traditions and many cultures. Therefore, it is very versatile.
So energy medicine has changed your life in a healthful way. Any other
yes.
way?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was very sick, so I was motivated. I was very motivated to find health, and I didn't know how I will do it. So I think what you say, deep intuition, I somehow knew there is a way to keep yourself vibrant and vital and creative and intelligent. You just have to search. You just have to look for answers. You just have to open yourself to people, to ideas, and really disregard nothing. Just listen and look around until you find, and it finds you, because you send that energy, like you're looking and you'll be answered. You know, it will find you. So it did change my life. It changed my profession. It changed where I live. It changed my attitude to life. And basically, it made me fall in love with life and people. I basically am not capable of not loving because of energy medicine.
Oh, that's so beautifully put. Now, let's start with describing the 14 different meridians and their primary functions.
Well, we have 14 major meridians, but within this 14 major meridians, we have 10 organ meridians, and 10 organ meridians, they relate more to energy, like they're named after the organs they run through. We have two system meridians, and we have two meridians that have multiple purposes. They're also radiant circuits, they're meridians, and they supply energy to all other meridians. The 10 organ meridians, there will be large intestine, stomach, heart, small intestine, bladder, kidney, gallbladder, liver, and lung. The system meridians will be triple warmer and circulation sex. Triple warmer governs three cavities of the body, the upper, middle, and lower abdomen parts. Therefore, it's in charge of systems in the body. And circulation sex meridian, in other words, named pericardium, also protects the heart and the muscles of the heart and the venous system. And we have central and governing, the multipurpose meridians that are responsible for brain function, intelligence, and overall coordination and internal wisdom. They govern how much energy leaves the body and how much energy is left in the body for other functions. So they all work within a flow according to 24-hour cycle. So every meridian can be, like stomach will be active between 7 and 9 a.m. as you mentioned. And then after stomach, we have spleen meridian that runs through spleen organ, but also runs through pancreas. So it's very easy after a while to see what organ and what meridian should work well together. So we can, when we talk about meridians, we have to really stop seeing them separate on the surface. They maybe are separate because we can affect them only through the areas of the skin where the meridian comes very, very close to the skin. But they're all connected. It's just one thread of energy that it's like a bloodstream. The energy flows one from one to another continuously from the body, through the body, and you cannot like really stop that because they are connected internally and externally. We are connected. Meridians get energy from earth and from sky, so they are consistently sustained.
And it's wonderful that we can actually think of them as segments so that we can focus. If there's something wrong with the stomach, we can focus on that segment and tap the ends of the meridian points for stomach that, and we can affect a change very locally.
That's true. And, you know, like you mentioned stomach, it's a very interesting meridian because the name suggests that, it's responsible for stomach, but we also follow the pathway of that energy. So when you look at stomach meridian, you will realize that, a lot of, places on the face are being controlled by that meridian, like your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your teeth, that your throat will be affected by that pathway of this meridian. So it is very important to know approximately how this meridian runs through the body. It also runs through the center of the breast. So it also, to a certain extent, controls the health of breasts, and we can control our help our breasts through control of that meridian.
Yeah, so let me just say that the meridians go from north to south and south to north. If you remember last week, I talked about our bodies being battery, like a battery
it
with
is.
A north and south pole.
Yeah.
So let's break for a commercial. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Today we are talking to Eva Gold, who has been using energy medicine in her natural holistic health practice for many years in Toronto, Ontario. Eva, do you want to talk about any other meridians, like maybe the kidney meridian?
Oh, of course. Kidney meridian, it's a very important meridian for all of us. It stores primary yin and yang energy at birth, and these energies are foundation of life. They control growth, sexual development and maturity, reproduction and aging process. So kidney meridian is very, very important in everyday functions and in our whole life process. Therefore, it nourishes our brain, our spinal cord, creates clear thinking, good memory, and the ability to reason. Kidney meridian we ground to earth through one of the meridians we ground to earth is kidney meridian. We have to be connected to earth. We have to pull energy from earth to sustain us and to be able to walk strong. Kidney meridian controls water, the amount function of urination, sends fluids for secretion to bladder. So it's very important in that function of the body. We are pretty large percent of water, like I think if I'm not wrong, 87%.
And
pretty high.
Yeah.
So also what's important to know about kidney meridian is that it opens to the ear. So it controls the sense of hearing. And with age, our hearing goes a little bit down. So it's very important to keep on taking care of that kidney meridian. And it stores the strongest fire. So we can think about benefits of kidney meridian, but also we can think about deficiency. You know, like what happens if that energy is not strong, if it doesn't vibrate? You know, every meridian has its vibration, like every organ in the body. And what also is important is that every meridian somehow is related to our emotions. From my practice, I learned that it is very crucial to look at emotions. I do agree at this point, after so many years of practice, that there is an emotional component to every disorder. And let's say in kidney's case, it will be the element, the emotion of fear. And from what you described, when we work together, that's what your body actually told us. Go to kidneys. I never question body. I always listen to the body. So what is very important when I work with people, I listen to their stories, because when person decides to find balance, to harmonize the body, that story is a huge clue in finding where to go. So when we were working together, out of nowhere, we just started to test meridians, and on every level, kidney was calling us. And, because meridians are connected to chakras and chakras are connected to meridians, they work together. From working from kidneys, somehow we were drawn to work with chakra. What is beautiful about meridians and about energy medicine is that we are always looking for relationships. So we do not isolate anything, and we work at the same time with all nine energy systems. So if I work with your kidney meridian, at the same time I am affecting your chakras. So that's the beauty of, let's say, kidney meridian, and all the meridians among the all the rhythms work in similar fashion, except that when we go to liver and gallbladder, the emotion will be more of anger that controls this, or resentment that contributes to imbalances in these meridians.
Okay, since we're talking about kidney meridian, let's talk about how we get energy from the environment into our body. How does it flow into us?
Well, our feet are connected to earth, and our head should be connected to the sky, to the energies from above, to like connecting heaven and earth, as Donna calls it. So how we get energy? We get energy from air, we get energy from the sun, and we get energy from earth and sky. So our meridians, the acupressure points that you mentioned before, they are highly sensitive, and they pick up this energy and bring it into our meridians. That energy circulates all through our body. The beauty of energy is, medicine is, and working with meridians is that whether we have too much or not enough, we're going to have some kind of symptoms. So the answer is balance, consistently looking for balance. So if you accumulate too much energy in one meridian or few meridians, you may get a blockage. As much as if you don't have enough, you may get some kind of a blockage or deficiency, and you go and your body, the physical body, is going to show it to you and direct it for you, like which way to go. So it is always very important to look for balance, for harmony within the body. Body is very, very intelligent. And in a way, I always say, working with body is super easy if you start listening to it. Just listen to it, pay attention, and it will lead you. Like it led me and you together during the session when you came, and suddenly within an hour we had the answers, and you, from the time you came to the time you left, you were blooming. So you were, like your face changed, like you changed, and you knew it and I knew it, just listening to the body.
Right. Yeah, beautiful. So let's talk about how we go about diagnosing energy imbalance or balance in the meridians.
So what I do, we go and we test. We always test. I never assume. I listen to the story and then I follow, but I follow the story in such a way that I start testing what the person tells me. So I go through a group of muscles, and for every 14 meridians, we have muscles that we can test, either for over energy or under energy, the balance in the energy. So for over energy, we use pulse test, and for energy, we use regular muscle meridian test. And depending from the result, let's say if we have too much energy, we can sedate that meridian or use neurovascular points or neurolymphatic points to balance energy in the meridian. If we are deficient in that energy in the meridian, we're going to strengthen the meridian. Basically, the procedure is really, really easy. If we don't have enough, we are asking the meridian behind, hey, send me some energy. I don't have enough. If we have too much of energy, we ask meridian ahead of us, ahead of the meridian that doesn't have enough energy, that has too much energy, hey, can you take some load for me? I have too much. So it's a very simple language, add or take away.
Beautiful. Yes. And so we're not really testing the muscles. We're testing the energy flowing through the muscles.
We do test energy flowing through the muscle. That's correct.
Yeah. So what if energy isn't flowing through a muscle properly and you aren't getting accurate test results?
Well, then I may go and start to check if there are some irregular energies in the body. Let's say if I work with a very stressed person, and stress can come from many different angles. It could be a person stressed by a sickness, or it could be a person stressed by work conditions, working too much, or working in a very stressful environment. And let's say we have certain professions are very stressful professions. Let's say firefighters who work under huge pressure, emergency workers who work under huge pressure, they may exhibit very irregular energies in the muscles or in the meridians. Therefore, I will test for irregular energies. I also will test for reactive energies. Our body runs on habits, and we develop habits very early in life. Sometimes as children, we may have a very nervous household when there is a lot of conflict in the family. We may learn to be on alert all the time, and we hold that energy of alert. Even if that habit doesn't serve us later on in life, we are absolutely trained to be stressed, to be reactive, to react in ways out of proportion. You know, we may be very sensitive to comments, we may be sensitive to movement, to light. Therefore, I test a person if they are reactive.
Wonderful. Yes. And I think that's really common. So if people are living in stressful situations, or a job is very stressful, then it's very likely that their energies will be either reactive or irregular. So it's very
common. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I disturbed you.
That's okay. So it's very common when people come to see us that we find that.
Yeah, you know, you have to take also into consideration that stress also may be coming to a person from not having enough sleep or having bad nutrition. This is stress for the body, or for people who do not have enough time under the sun, for people who work in dark environments, people who do not have enough air. You know, in our buildings right now, we cannot open windows. There is not enough air coming into our lungs. So this is stress for the body. Body has to process all kinds of environmental toxins. So people who come and see us, they don't necessarily have to know source of stress, but we are able to find it and help them eliminate that.
Okay, so why don't we talk about, so irregular energies are really a major thing, and stress causes a lot of diseases. So we need to be very conscious of irregular energies and stress.
Yeah, in the therapy, I am conscious about this. However, I don't always suspect that. I always will be able to find it through testing. Like in energy medicine, we do test all the time. We test before we apply any kind of technique and after, to see if the body was able to take it. And if there are irregular energies in the body or reactive energies in the body, our techniques are not going to be so potent. We have to address irregular energies in the body.
Right. We're going to break for a few minutes and we'll be right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you exploring the changes in your life? We are continually evolving our lives into wellness, tranquility, and personal power. When you open your mind and heart to your spiritual strength and power within, you create the most wonderful and meaningful life. Unlock the infinite power of your mind and your creative being. Tune in to This Amazing Life with Dr. Phil Nernberger, live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and explore the strength and wisdom that comes from within. In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Eva, I would like to talk about the two types of energy imbalances that we see. We see energy deficiency or energy excess.
Yeah.
So what are the results of energy deficiency or energy excess to our health, to our organs?
Ironically, some of them, the results can be sometimes exactly the same, whether you have too much or enough. But let's look at the situation when we have too much energy. Let's say usually if we have an excess of energy, we can connect it to, in many cases, to pain. Because energy is not moving, therefore the congestion starts to develop and we start to have areas of pain in the body. So let's say in terms of kidney meridian, we may realize, we may look for hints. Let's say somebody who comes consistently with a sore shoulders. We may think this is a case of, energy accumulating on the shoulders, but this excess energy can be controlled by using kidney meridian and sedating it a bit to release that congestion in the shoulders. Kidney meridian, I keep on going back to it because we started from it, but kidney meridian, like, we can look for imbalances and person can, let's say, guide us towards kidney meridian imbalance by opening up to a discussion about fear or about telling us they really do not like blue, or they don't have good willpower, or they have ear problems. We may start to get these hints to be able to test the meridian and see, you know, whether that particular description relates to under energy or over energy. When we have under energy, we may look for different kind of issues in the body, but basically the meridian will tell us whether it needs more or less. So let's say problems that relate to kidney meridian may be problems that relate to bones, because kidney meridian governs bones, teeth, ears. So we are looking for this kind of issues. Now, kidney meridian sits in the, according to the five rhythms, it sits in the rhythm of water and shares that rhythm with bladder meridian. So every meridian is either yin or yang. In this case, kidney meridian is a yin meridian and bladder is a yang meridian. So they work together, but they oppose one another in a certain way. It's yin and yang has to work together. So when we have deficiency in water, we can look for things like a loss of appetite. We can look for things like cold hands and feet. We can look for things like lower back pain. That shows us, okay, there's many different things that relate to water rhythm. But let's say if there is too much energy in that kidney, person may develop kidney stones or prostate problems or high blood pressure. So this comes from observation. So we can see, we can test the meridian and then listen to the person. What kind of imbalances are they talking about?
Right. So even energy deficiency or energy excess means that the organ or the physiological system is not functioning properly.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's up and body will guide us where to go to be open. We have to open energy flow. We always have to remember body is super intelligent. If you change energy around one thing, many other things may change.
Yes.
Because body consistently looks for harmony, consistently looks for balance. Our body loves us and wants us to be in optimal health. So listening to it and trying to improve it, like we have this beautiful 5-minute daily routine that also helps body be back in balance, because meridians are affected by everything and they affect everything in the body in certain degrees.
Mm-hmm. And all the energy systems are in connection.
All of
them. So this is the beautiful thing.
Yeah, all of them are in connection. So let's say when we speak about we have nine energy systems, and let's say the ones that we can think right away that affect one another, it will be meridians and chakras and radiant circuits, triple warmer, five rhythms. All of them at once will be affected by changing one meridian. One thing will push another. It just creates a ripple effect. If you throw, like with a stone, throw it on the water and you start to see how this ripple keeps on going further and further and further. The same happens with working with meridians. It will affect many different issues in the body.
Okay, so let's talk about how using acupressure points can enhance or reduce energy flow in a meridian.
Well, I can give you maybe an example of I worked with a client who consistently was having lung problems, asthma and pneumonia. And and what happened with in that particular case, every time she got the slightest cold, something that you are usually able to get rid of within 3 to 5 days, that simple cold will always go into pneumonia, always will be accompanied by asthma attacks. So we started to work with lung meridian, not only by sedating or strengthening, depending what body showed us, but we also started to flush the meridian. Flushing the meridian, we were opening the meridian, we were releasing congested energy from the meridian in order for the meridian to accept new energy flowing in. We were working with beginning and end points of that meridian to open the door. Like, I usually, working with meridians makes me apply things from life. So when I use beginning and end points of the meridian, I really know this meridian doesn't really end anywhere or start particularly anywhere. It flows to another meridian. So I see the doors or the windows. So I open the windows to push that energy forward, or I create a draft so we can release all the congested energy and bring new, fresh energy to support that organ. And we worked for maybe a few months. Till today, this person who didn't really quite trust energy medicine, she hasn't had one single pneumonia or asthma attack. She gets colds, but never, ever since we worked together, she gets complications from it.
Beautiful. Now, I just wanted to bring up a point. I'd like to talk about more cases that you've had like that, because I think it illustrates to our listeners how energy medicine can be used in everyday life and for everyday problems. But I just wanted you to mention how you have been able to combine your love of art with energy medicine.
You know what? For whatever reason, it became almost very poetic. I till today illustrate, I paint, I just see art everywhere. I see every person as art. So when a person comes to me, I really see canvas, and I really see my 10 fingers are brush as brushes, and I see all the techniques that we learn from energy medicine and from Donna as our paints. So it's a toolbox full of paints, and I look at these paints as different vibrations. So every canvas that comes through my life, I look at this, and right away I think, oh my God, let's paint. Let's paint the most beautiful painting. Show me what you need. Show me what colors you like. And I apply them. And then I teach people, listen, if my fingers can be brushes, so can yours. Because energy medicine is really about empowering people and giving them the tools so they can be responsible for their body. I haven't lost a person. Whoever learned from me, they do it. They find where the weakness is, and they are able to use their 10 brushes and put colors on themselves, and they vibrate in a very beautiful way. So this is a poetry of seeing energy medicine as art and science.
I love this image. I hope that everybody realizes how sacred Eva sees people's energy. And that's why it's so much fun to be treated by her in this way.
And can I just add something? I travel through Canada, and I go to really small communities. I go to people who do not always hear about energy medicine, or who would like to but cannot afford, because, you know, it takes trips and time from work, and it can be expensive in certain cases. So I kind of have addiction to go to small communities and bring it for them. And sometimes in small communities, I meet a lot of hardworking people, And usually in the beginning when I speak about energy medicine, just to present a subject, just to make people curious. Curiosity is a fantastic thing. Sometimes I look for a moment of how do I inspire somebody to do energy medicine, not when they got already stressed and sick, but when they are still in fairly good health and they can use energy medicine to sustain themselves in a good health. And the thing that I do after maybe a few hours of working with people, I honestly teach them to see the color. Once they see their own vibration, and everybody can do it, they go in this kind of moment of awe over themselves. It's a priceless moment to see somebody who works very hard, who is very tired, to see the joy in their eyes, in their body, when they're able to look at their fingers and see green or blue or purple and the smile across their face. Once they see that own light, they become faithful to themselves and they see that beauty that will generate that, you know, self-addiction to love themselves and work on themselves. That's why people themselves are able to see themselves as art.
Oh, wow. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Okay, so why don't we talk just briefly about how we can affect meridian energy to reduce pain? Because I think this is one issue that a lot of people come to me with pain. And if we can just explain how easy it is, then people will try to use this as a way to handle their uncomfortableness.
Well, it is easy, you know, but it calls for a little bit of effort to reach out for the points. When there is pain in the body, we need to learn where are, let's say, we mentioned kidney and we mentioned the trapezius muscles, the sore shoulders that are hurting so much that it's really hard sometimes to even turn around. We can basically sedate kidney meridian that runs through these muscles to release the pain. Therefore, the little bit of an effort is to reach out and get to know where are the appropriate points to hold in order to release that energy from the very tired muscle, very muscle that really carries too much energy to be able to push energy forward. So let's say in terms of like when a lot of people come to your practice, I give them handouts, I prepare homework for them, I send them PDF files, I'll do this work to support them. When I support people, I know they will do it. It's really very easy to give up when you don't have support. But I think our sacred work is to keep going back to our clients and tell them, hey, it's easy. Here are the points. Hold like this. Move energy like that. When the person can do it themselves, they start to gain faith and hope into what they can do to their body. So let's say in kidney meridian, we know that we have to hold liver and kidney in order to release that pain. And on every meridian, we have...
Okay, we better stop for commercial. Sorry to interrupt you, but we'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker-Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, we're back with Ava Gold, and we're talking about reducing pain. And I think she's done a great job just to give you an idea that pain can easily be handled by taking energy out of a meridian, as long as it is the pain is in the meridian energy realm.
Yeah, can I just add something?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to add something. You know what? The fact is that we are not taking anything away from the body. We just help it move.
Yeah.
We just help it move forward, so this body is consistently vital. So let's say when I say that I am sedating kidney meridian, in fact, I am moving energy from kidney meridian to liver meridian, and liver meridian knows what to do with that energy. Therefore, we consistently are talking with the body. Now, when we use that technique of using acupressure points, first we send that energy to, we're going within a flow to encourage the flow in the body of all the meridians. But then we use the second set of points that allows that energy to, that controls that energy. And in that case, we are going to use spleen meridian. Therefore, you can see that these meridians support one another on every level.
Yeah, okay. Ava, do you have any more examples of clients that have been very sick that you've been able to affect a change in their illness by balancing their meridian energy?
Yeah, I do. I worked with many different people, and sometimes we have to, you know, like the definition of what is it that makes us believe we are very sick. I work with people sometimes who consider themselves miserable or cannot go forward in life and procrastinate because they consider themselves that they carry too much weight. For them, it is a huge imbalance in life. Let's say, as much as I can, I stop using labels. I am sick with this. I am sick with this. I really concentrate on there is too much energy or not enough energy and what it causes in the body. So with people who have a lot of weight problems, this can be like almost sound too easy. I use large intestine meridian, and I use stomach meridian, and I use small intestine meridian to move the flow in the circle in these meridians to release the congested energy in the body, to help to help the gut move the energy, to release the excess weight. And we can do it through sedating on strengthening points, but we can also do it through opening meridian pathways. So a lot of people who open the belly cavity, who use their points on their face, like tapping the points or stretching the cheeks, may start encourage the proper flow in the meridians in order that body starts to lose excess weight. Also, gaining too much weight may be related to stress and cortisol levels in the body. So here come different kind of methods of using meridians in creative ways, not only through strengthening or sedating, but also through using neurolymphatic points and neurovascular points.
Okay, so I guess you don't have specific examples. But
Another specific example could be people who have who complain for very blocked nasal cavities. When you work with large intestine also and stomach, it's kind of hard for people to relate, you know, why would I work with large intestine for, let's say, stuffed nose or allergies in the nose? Well, large intestine ends by the nostrils, on the face. And when you open these points, I worked with a man who spent quite a few months opening that meridian, and suddenly the all congestion in the nose released, and the cavities open up, and he can clearly breathe right now. So I follow the imbalance, but I always also clearly look at the energy pathway. So we had lung, we had large intestine, we also have I work with people with liver and gallbladder, people who come with the initial complaint that, you know, they have some kind of liver problems. And we apply all kinds of methods of working with meridian that goes directly through liver and meridian that goes directly through gallbladder. And in this case, two meridians would be involved to work with.
Okay, let's move on to the connection between meridian energy and jet lag.
Yeah. Well, meridian energy and jet lag, you know, we are all we work with the rhythm of Earth. So wherever we live, our meridians work with the rhythm of Earth in that place and in that time zone. When we change the time zone, we are basically leaving that our comfort zone of our Earth, and we are flying over to another place that say there's 6 hours difference. Therefore, if we are going to Canada, let's say that's where I live, leave Toronto around liver time, what will be somewhere at night, and we are going to arrive somewhere during the day, we kind of have to synchronize our zones, our time zones. So let's say liver meridian is active between 1 and 3 a.m. and we are landing somewhere at between 5 and 7 p.m. There is a huge amount of time and that separates us. So when we arrive in another country between 5 and 7 p.m., we have to synchronize our meridians to that time zone, to the flow of the energy on Earth in the time zone where we arrived. Therefore, a very simple method for us is to trace our meridians. You can see people tracing to learn to trace meridians. It may take a little bit of time, but once you know them, once you know how to trace them, it's a very fast process. Within 3 minutes, you can bring yourself back to balance by tracing all of your meridians. Now, when it relates to jet lag, we have to remember that we disconnect from Earth. So in our new zone, we have to get grounded. And the very meridian that grounds us is our stomach meridian. So somehow we have to train our feet again to stick to Earth in that new time zone. So there are many ways to do it. One of my favorites is working with our gates, to open the gates, to move the gates, and to make stomach meridian through tapping the end and beginning points vibrant again, and then through the flight. And then once I land in the new place, then I start tracing all of the meridians from the meridian I landed at. Is that clear?
That's very clear. Now, I just want to tell people that you can learn more on my website, www.holisticbodymindhealing.com. You can order books by Donna Eden on my website, and you can order Energy Medicine Routine, or you can actually get that on Eva's website, which is www.em4all.com. Thank you very much for coming. I hope we have inspired you to learn more about energy medicine and optimal health. Meridians play an important role in the health and vitality of the energy body. Thank you for coming. And next week, actually, we're going to have two replays. And then on January 9th, we're going to be talking about what are chakras with Carol Tuttle. Again, thank you very much for listening. And remember, energy is everywhere and everything is energy. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.